This is the Made for Living Well podcast, hosted by Alexa Sherm, the place to create a life well lived.
Welcome back to the podcast. As always, my name's Alexa, and this is the place where I believe you were made for living well. That means you have what you need, you just need to learn how to live it out. And that's what we're doing inside this podcast series called Health School. I'm laying the basic foundations that we are going to build off of all year long to help you create a lifestyle of living well. And that means it's not just in what you eat and how much you move, but it's in your entire being. And today we're going to talk more about that, especially after coming off the podcast on calories. That was in the previous episode, number 324. Today in this podcast, we're talking about the bigger aspect of energy, and that is emotional energy. Now, I know no one comes to a nutritionist and expects to talk about how they feel, but how you feel is arguably the biggest consumer of your energy, and therefore it dictates what your body does more than anything that you eat. And if you go back to the previous lesson, you'll know that health is not a matter of what you eat as much as it is about what your body does with what you eat. It's always and only about your body's response. And if you want to change your body's response, we must understand, why is your body responding this way? And at the root of all of it, it's always out of protection. Because your body is always working for you, for your good, to help you, and really to get well. That is its job. And it can do that incredibly well in the space and the environment and the building blocks it needs in order to do that. And it does an incredible job of that as long as we're helping support it, the right environment, building blocks, support that it needs to really create health within every single cell of your body. Now, of course, that's always going to change. There's always going to be hurdles in the health space. But one of the greatest hurdles that we face today, and one of the biggest detriments to our health and even our weight, is actually emotionally related. And that brings me to this podcast and one of my favorite topics ever to talk about. Honestly, one we're going to talk about for an entire month coming up later this summer is the emotional aspect to health. And this is the connection that really pulls together your mind and your body, but also your heart and soul to your mind and your body. None of them are working alone, but they're all working cohesively together. And I know we don't spend a lot of time here in the health space understanding this connection, but I think we're learning enough to recognize just how powerful and critical it is. Because most of your biology is actually emotionally and mindset driven, meaning the response and the action and therefore the outcomes that your cells are taking, even how your hormones are working, are driven by your emotions and your thoughts. Some estimates show that roughly 70% of your entire energetic load or threshold is determined by your emotions, meaning for good or for bad, in the positive, abundant sort of way, or the negative scarcity mindset. But just take a moment to think about this. Like, you can really feel this if you pay attention. Think about the last time you had a hard day or you got into an argument with your spouse or your boss was creating more stress in your life. You could feel that physically on your energy. The days when you feel overwhelmed, maybe you cry a lot, you're overly stressed, those are exhausting. You can literally do nothing physically and feel so worn out by the end of the day because your emotions, again, are changing your energetic load. Just like if you have a fun day and you're laughing and you're in joy, those are times where you feel really energized. You feel really alive. You probably feel light. That's the time of energy abundance. Those emotions are not breaking down your energy, but they're actually helping to build it and to support it and to open up the flow of it. So our emotions truly do have a massive impact on the output of our cells and our biology and the outcomes that we experience. Even body fat is an insulator and protector of your emotions. It's also a great storage point for them when we're not releasing them. We're going to circle back to that in a minute, but first I really want to help you understand what an emotion is. And truly, emotions are a part of the human experience. We are emotional beings. No matter how much you pretend like you're not, or how much you pretend like situations aren't emotional, everything in life is emotional to us. We're always reacting and interfering with life based on the emotional component. Because, get this, emotions are energetic messenger molecules. When I talk about this exchange of energy, how we're all influenced by outside life, we're all interconnected, it really is because of this emotional connection. And we tend to discount this, I think especially because we're trying to live this highly independent life, or we're taught that's the ideal form of living. That's really the opposite of how you were designed. We were designed interconnected with all of life, and we do that through the emotional connection of it. Now, we're going to get into this more in later podcasts, but I want to be clear. While all humans tend to experience the same emotions, how you perceive those is what you consider your feeling, and most often how you would describe the emotion. So we're all emotional beings. We're all connected emotionally to others and to life. That's why we have emotional connections to even things like food. It's not that those things are wrong. It's that we've been misled to believe that emotions are wrong, and therefore we shouldn't feel the things that we do, when really that's part of your design. You cannot take away the emotional aspect of yourself, which means we have to understand it. And I think if we don't understand it, we'll live life fighting it. Now, I love this aspect so much because really God gave us the ability to feel. And if we weren't expected to feel, or we shouldn't feel, and we shouldn't have emotions, then he wouldn't created those for us. But just because you feel something does not mean you have to continue to feel that way or act out of those feelings. And this is what we need to be most concerned about, is understanding how to deal with what we feel so that we can feel differently. Because again, going back to the beginning of this podcast, your emotions are energetic messenger molecules. They are carrying an energetic charge. And that energy is influencing your energy more than about anything else can. And because of that, it's altering the outcomes of your cells. It's changing your health. And if we go back and understand energy again, if you need a refresher, go back to podcast number 322, which is the start of this Health School podcast series, which I lay the foundation for energy. And I said we're going to build off of it all year long because we really are. And when you understand energy, it's not about what's created or destroyed, but how that energy is being influenced. Calories are not just a metric of energy. Yes, that's how we measure energy within the food, but it's how that energy is influencing your internal energy. And the same thing is happening emotionally, but like tenfold. Emotions have so much more influence over your internal energy than the workouts you do, the food that you eat. And if we go back to diet alone, a lot of times people come into the diet space with a really bad emotional state. And they eat food out of hate, and they feel overwhelmed, and they feel like they're lacking, and they feel worthless, and all of these negative emotions. And the problem with that is that you could eat the healthiest diet in the world. You could supply your body with all the right nutrients. You could encourage your body through exercise. But doing those things out of the wrong emotional state still leads the body to act in stress, and conservation, and storage, and hoarding of energy because it feels threatened. And that's what negative emotions do. They signal to the body that there's a threat on the horizon, and negative emotions come with a negative emotional charge, which means then the body has to counteract that to achieve a state of homeostatic balance, which is the ultimate goal of the body. So your body's always working for balance. And when you're acting out of the negative state, the negative charge is influencing your body or down-regulating your body to try to compensate so that it can maintain a state of safety. And I want to be clear. It's not bad to feel those things, to live out of this negative emotional state. It's what you do with them or what you neglect to do with them that changes the outcome of the body. You were made to feel, and you should feel, and you should embrace those feelings and be aware of what you feel. Like, feel all the things, but what you cannot do is to continue to neglect what you feel or pretend like you don't feel at all, because we're all feeling. It's when you neglect them that you actually start dealing with them in more unhealthy ways. Now, physically and mentally, some of the unhealthy ways we tend to deal with emotions without believing that we're actually dealing with them is we shove them with a bag of chips or some Ben and Jerry's ice cream. We just like shove them down into our body. We can also try to numb them by distracting ourselves or using drugs and alcohol or Netflix to try to make ourselves feel different things. There's lots of ways that we do this, and this really gets into the conversation of a lot of addictions. But all of that said is we're always dealing with emotions because they're that powerful inside our body. And interestingly, one of the best physical ways to deal with the electrical charge of an emotion is fat. Because if you go back to your basic biology lesson out of high school, you know fat is a great insulator. Now, most of us heard insulator as like we put it on the outside of the body to help keep ourselves warm, like polar bears and seals. But it's also a great insulator to electrical charges. That's why every single neuron has a fatty outside coating, like called the myelin sheath, that helps protect the charge that's running through the neurons from negatively impacting the cells that surround it. So it's also insulating the movement of our neurons and the communication channels of our body. So when you repeatedly feel negative emotions and you don't deal with them or help them process through and move through your body, what often happens is that your body will start to insulate. What happens is then your body's forced to compensate by adding extra insulation, whether by making you crave fattier foods, which is why people quote unquote emotionally eat, is the need for fat to help insulate the feeling that you're experiencing because we aren't fully processing that, because we're not allowing it to be freed from our body. So you eat things that are high in fat and high in sugars, which help insulate and negate or reduce the charge of that emotion. But it's also why people tend to store extra body fat. It's because body fat, even scar tissue, is a really great and safe place to store emotions that are not dealt with. The thing about our body is what we don't deal with, we tend to store. And it will generally always come back out at a later time. In fact, there's some really fascinating research on disease processes and the linkage of emotions to specific diseases. There's a whole field of study called germ and new medicine that's really diving into this topic and trying to look further into this. All of that to say is we know emotions are not just things floating around in your brain that have no real impact on your biology. They are energetic messenger molecules, very similar to hormones and how they act and respond inside the body. And that's why our body takes them so seriously that it has ways to deal with them if we refuse to deal with them. They are truly master molecules that we must understand so that we can live our most fulfilling and healthiest lives. And that's what I love so much about this conversation. Is a lot of health is just black and white. It's these extremes. Just don't feel that way. Stop emotionally eating. Stop having those feelings. But we can't. It's against our human design. Feelings are part of our subconscious. They're not things that we can just stop or control, but we can control our perception of them. And this changes the game. And as I mentioned, we're going to dive deeper into this conversation later on in the podcast. But for now, I want you to start paying attention to the ways that you feel and how that feeling is influencing your energy. Because one of the biggest things that I see in the health space that I really want to help you break is this idea that you can hate yourself healthy. No one in the history of the world has ever hated themselves healthy because hate and health are on opposite ends of the energetic spectrum. Hate is a negative energy. It's draining. It's causing your body to stress and to conserve and to store and hoard. It's causing your cells to shut down and work in isolation and out of survival. It's really not, in the end, getting you to the place that you're thriving. And I know a lot of the times, even when I was on my own health journey, I wouldn't say that I was necessarily hating myself. I was really working so that I could get to a place where I could love myself. But see, that's the thing. I wasn't doing it because I love myself today. It wasn't about the nourishment and the love and the support I could supply myself, even if I was in a place that I didn't necessarily like. I wanted to get to a place where I could feel loved, where I would be lovable, which meant I was really existing in that place of self-hate. And yes, we have endless self-love practices on the market, but I think even those we have to be careful with because it's not just an action that we take. It's truly understanding our humanity, our emotions, and why we're perceiving things in the way that we are. And in the process, working to free ourselves from some of those negative emotions that we experience, because over time, those do become our patterns, which can make it feel a little bit more difficult to escape. But what can be patterned can be repatterned. And in time, repatterning your feelings by changing your perspective of those emotions that you're experiencing can change your entire biology. And in the process, make you so much more resilient. Because life is always going to be filled with hard things. And you are capable of dealing with hard things. In fact, hard things and going through painful times is really the place where people are able to experience the most happiness. There's really interesting research out about those who are the happiest people are often those who experience some of the deepest hardships. I'm not saying you should willingly walk yourself into painful places, but I'm saying that there is a level of embracing those hard times and working through your perspective of them, understanding what you feel, understanding why you feel that way, and then working to change that feeling, knowing you don't just have to feel it, but you can choose to feel differently. And that's what I want you to know. Just because you feel a certain way doesn't mean you have to stay there. The key is not feeling. It's in learning how to shift your perspective of what you feel to create a healthier outcome. And this is where we have emotional control and we create metabolic flexibility, where our body is no longer apt to downregulate because it's living out of self-protection, but it feels fully alive and even safe in the most unsafe conditions. This is what we need to build. That resilient body, that energized body, and from that you produce a healthy structure. And that changes every single cell inside your body. Now, the thing about this is that a lot of your emotions that you experience today have already been patterned. And if you ever feel like I have anxiety, labeling yourself as anxious or sad or depressed is really going to make it more difficult to break that pattern. Because as soon as you start to identify with a pattern, it becomes part of who you are. But what I need you to know is that while you feel things, your feelings are not you. They're an experience of life. And so I want you to break up or detach yourself from identifying with emotions. Just because you feel them doesn't mean you are them. Just like you might have extra body fat, that does not make you fat. As soon as you identify with it, it becomes almost impossible to change it because that's become your human essence. That's how your body will respond based on what you believe. So we have to start to understand and identify, where have I attached my emotions to my identity? Which comes out of first and foremost understanding, what are the things that I'm feeling? And how is this creating a reaction? And what reaction is that creating? Now, over at The Living Well, inside the podcast notes for this episode, which is 325, I'm giving you an emotional energy chart. And I want you to start to pinpoint the emotions that you experience all throughout the day, which are very temporary and often fleeting. So you'll see that these change quite often. And I just want you to be aware of it. I want you to be aware of the patterns of how many emotions on the negative side of the spectrum you experience versus how many on the positive side. And then I just want you to start to process, what could I do to experience more of those positive emotions? Not even what can you do them? Like, you don't have to change your life all the time. But what if you could just start to shift your perspective to say that this might make me really angry, but I don't have to continue to act out of my anger? How can you start to free yourself from those things and process through them? We're going to talk more about releasing emotions over in the show notes, but no, this is just the very introduction to understanding the immense power of emotional energy on your biology. I have an entire month later this summer devoted to this topic, and we really have to dive in deep because this is a game changer. You are made to enjoy life. Even if life isn't always that enjoyable, understanding the power of shifting how you feel based on a shift in your perspective, and also learning how to free yourself from emotions you generally hold on to, can be one of the best ways to change your entire health output, not to mention help you lose weight. Because a lot of body fat is just there to store and hoard those negative emotions that we have failed to process through. You have to process through these things in order to help yourself heal. And that doesn't always mean sit down and talk about it. Sometimes it just means, I feel angry right now. I don't even know why. I don't want to feel this way. And I'm going to take a deep breath and just release it. I am releasing the feeling of anger. And when you release it, you open up yourself to feel something different. Now, I know I made that sound really easy. And honestly, this has been one of the most challenging topics that I've also had to work through. Because my natural survival pattern, the place that I feel most comfortable, is actually in pain and discomfort and anger and hatred and all the things that I really don't like about my life. Yet I come back to them because that's what's become safe. That's what's become patterned. And it's going to feel uncomfortable to break those patterns. For me, I could convince myself that, yeah, you can be happy, but it won't last. The shoe will always drop. But that's just myself and protection trying to keep myself in the safe place of just living in the negative sides of life all the time. Because if you're living there, then you can't fall any further, right? You can't get hurt. But we have to know life is going to hurt us, but that can also build resilience in us. And again, I'm speaking to myself on this because this is hard. I get it. And sometimes you're going to need outside help to help you through this, to find a counselor. But it really does start with identifying your emotions have immense power in your biology. And it is connecting your mind, body, and soul. But your emotions are not wrong. They were God-given inside of you for a reason. It's how can we use that to live out of our best selves? And that really comes back to, how can I learn to filter those emotions so that I can create a better outcome? Again, we're diving deeper into this over at The Living Well /325. So head over there as I give you the steps to help you learn how to release and free those emotions. And with that said, if you want all the downloads and personalized help to see how the emotional aspect interferes with your hormones, with your eating patterns, with your lifestyle, you're going to want to check out Health Made Simple. This is the class that takes a deeper dive into all of the topics in health school, plus gives you all of the handouts, which I think are totally worth it, just because it's in written form and gives you all of the prompts to start taking action in your own life. Plus, there's a community where we dive in deeper. In fact, in the coming months, we have a lot of really great bonus classes that are happening inside the Health Made Simple community that if you join, you can get for free. Those classes are going to talk about body posture and how that can change the action of your body and the right body posture that most of us are not being taught. We're also going to dive into topics like the hormonal hierarchy and healing your hormones without changing what you eat, and even the topic of how many macronutrients should you consume and what do you need to do if you really want to lose weight. All of those topics are inside Health Made Simple. You can learn more at thelivingwell.com/HMS. I hope to see you inside. And don't forget to come back in the next episode as we're actually expanding on this topic a little bit more, diving into the true and ultimate source of energy and how that influences your self-identity. I'll see you back here in the next podcast.